In the middle of this sea of ships, you can see a long, narrow freighter with gray sides. It's painted light red at the waterline and has a somewhat darker red bottom. The masts are inclined slightly astern and the vessel has no funnels. This is the motor freighter Suezia. Rudolf Diesel was born in Germany in 1858. He was educated in engineering and it was during his studies in Munich that he began to construct an engine of his own design. His goal was high efficiency, combined with the ability to operate on several different types of fuel. By 1892, he had developed the engine that has since carried his name, the diesel engine. A number of companies began to build different types of diesel engines. One of these companies was the Danish shipyard Burmeister & Wein in Copenhagen. In 1911, they launched Sealandia, widely known as the world's first diesel motor-driven cargo ship. A year later, they built the motor freighter Suezia on behalf of a Swedish shipping company. The two ships were as good as identical. Diesel ships were thought to be cleaner than steamships, so she was built without funnels. The exhaust fumes were vented through narrow, camouflaged pipes along the sternmast, and that explains why Suezia's sternmast is black. Diesel vessels didn't require large areas for boilers, so the engine rooms could be made much smaller than before. The ships could also carry more cargo, since there was no need for bulky storage areas for coal. Few ship owners dared to invest in this newfangled type of ship, and steamships continued to be built in every possible shape and size well into the 1940s. Suezia's owners, however, didn't hesitate. From this point onwards, they ordered only newly built diesel-operated ships. When Suezia was launched on the 2nd of November 1912, she made for Limhamn on the Swedish coast and took on cargo. Then followed the coast up to Stockholm. There she caused a sensation and received a number of distinguished visitors, including King Gustav V. In August 1942, Suezia formed part of an English convoy. She had been chartered by the British government to sail between South Africa and India, and also between North America and England. The convoy she was in was en route from Halifax to Liverpool. The convoy maintained a compact formation and was traveling at high speed. But Suezia was 30 years old, and her engines could not keep up. She fell behind and became fair game for German U-boats lurking in the area. On the 16th of August, she was hit by a torpedo and began to sink immediately. The crew managed to launch three of the four lifeboats. Though they tried to keep the boats together, they soon drifted apart in the stormy weather and high seas. 2 days later, a boat with the master and 21 crew members was found. 7 days later, the first mate and 18 other men were rescued. But the smallest lifeboat, with the remaining 9 men, was never recovered. The model of Suezia is on a scale of 1 to 50. It was built in 1936 and donated to the Maritime Museum by the shipowners. Initially, its hull was intact and made of solid timber, but since the unique quality of the real ship was its engines, the model was modified in 1938. A space was drilled out to make room for miniatures of the main engines. Now, Burmeister & Wein's fantastic diesel motors can be seen from outside the model.